I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The G8 summit is over and the outcome could help aid agencies. Climate change, aid to poor nations, and oil prices highlighted the summit. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Andy Reiskamp says they're using funds to help with child survival projects, malaria, and HIV/AIDS programs. He says many of these programs offer Bible study classes along with the physical help. Go to our website for details on how you can get involved. And Christians are full of hope as the Maoist-led government in Nepal is reaching out to their community. Believers faced heavy persecution under the former Hindu monarchy. The new Nepali government met with major Christian leaders to ensure religious freedom, promising not to harm them. Gospel for Asia is reaching out through evangelism, church planting, Bible schools, and radio. Pray that these faithful Christian workers will continue to be bold in their witness. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Are you looking for more things to pray about? Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.